Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we are talking about psychic information, where it comes from, how it comes in, all the various ways, and how it's utilized. So we're going to be getting to that in a few moments, but I think we're going to take a couple of callers first. We do want to invite those of you who are listening to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. It's Neil and Kristen Baker or Neil Baker Psychic. You can either follow us or like the Neil Baker Psychic page. We hope that you do both, and we hope that you follow us here. We do send show updates via Blog Talk Radio email, as well as create events on our Facebook page and update you on, events that we're having, things like that, announcements, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we love your support, so please do that. Call in number 914-338-0164, and the number for further conversation after the show, 562-596-7818. So let's bring on a couple of callers, and then we'll start our little conversation.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. So 508 is first, and then 508. You are on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Kristen and Neil. This is Mary. I actually called about a month ago, and I hate to call back so soon, but I just had a quick question regarding the same situation that I asked before.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. We have some people that think they're co-hosts of the show they call so often. It's not too soon. Her name's Mary. So, Mary, let's get your details.
Sure.
Because I don't have them in front of me.
Sure. I'm 101885.
1018. Oh, hey, Mary.
You remember
yes,
me.
I know you. Yeah, I know exactly who you are. We were in contact via email.
We were, yeah, and thank you so much. Your information is so. I just thank you for taking the time to write back to me because I really do find it very fascinating, and I really appreciate reading what you had to say. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Actually, I enjoy it. So it's nice to get into conversations that are a little bit deeper, you know, than the standard conversations
right.
You might have with people. So the content is interesting. So you're calling about the relationship, I'm assuming.
Yeah, with the 11-12-71.
Okay, 11-12-71.
Yep, and the reason I'm calling is because he's actually going to be coming here this month. He decided to get a plane ticket and fly here, and he'll be here on the 22nd of June. And I'm just curious, I know that day numerology also has to do with things, so I'm just curious how you guys see that going and if you have any information.
He's coming on the
22nd.
Or 22nd.
22nd.
Sorry, and that's the 6/22. So I'm just, can you just like give us a brief, I know you two are involved musically, so how does that work in terms of him not being there? Is he like a producer or you guys co-write or how does that work?
We co-write, and he's actually it's a really complicated situation, you see. Like I said before, he's with somebody else, but we have feelings for each other. But he's coming here to also take some promo shots with me because we have a project together. But it's for more than, we just saw each other last October, and that was the last time we saw each other, and we still hadn't told each other how we felt. So this is the first time he's coming to see me, and we both are, we've been open about how we feel about each other. So I'm just kind of curious how that's going to work.
So nothing physical has happened between the two of you?
No, we haven't. No. I mean, a hug.
Nothing.
That's it.
So then just one more question. I'm sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions, but is he involved in a relationship currently besides the one that...
He's married to somebody else.
He is married. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the difficulty with the 11 that we had talked about in the email. So I mean, you know, as far, what do you think, Neil? I mean,
well, the problem you're having, Mary, with this individual is that the past life connection you have with this person is conflicting. It brings him into your life again and vice versa. But now that that's established, it's conflicting with the past life connection he has with his wife that obviously went deeper because he married her. Do they have one child?
No, they have no children. I have one child.
I'm sorry, you have what?
I have one child, but they don't
have
any
one
child.
Child.
I was trying to figure out who had the child. You have one child.
Me, yeah.
What that means to me is that the past life journey you have with this man was a marriage.
Okay.
So let's assume you've been married to him before. That was then. Now this is now. But the energy of that past life marriage is coming in because it's still unresolved. His problem is, and your problem is, that he's not happy in his marriage. And he's not content. What's that?
What did you say? Sorry.
He's not happy in his marriage.
Okay.
And he's not content. He's not grounded. And obviously what I'm gathering is that you and he have had conversations or texting where you now have expressed an interest in one another.
Yeah, we've known each other for quite some time, and the interest has always been there, and we both never told each other because of how difficult and complicated the situation was. But finally, I just decided to come out one day, and I was like, listen, you know, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and I was like, listen, I have feelings for you. And he was like, oh, my God, I have feelings for you. Like, you know what I mean? So it was just, now it's just
so
a big mess.
So, Mary, does he seem to be enthusiastic about seeing you on this level face to face?
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen? See, you're a 6 and he's a 5. That's an 11. And that brings up sexual energy. So what's going to happen is if you two decide to engage in some physical connection, it ultimately is going to, well, it will cause confusion. Down the line, someone may get hurt because someone will get hurt.
Yeah.
Whether it's his wife, his confusion, he'll go back and forth. If you two are intimate, you know, once that's done, then there's going to be more confusion. Ultimately, or you could get hurt. Ultimately, there's a connection between the two of you. But you've got to think this thing through because the passion and the desire you have for one another, it's an easy route to the bed. That's no problem. Mm-hmm. But the consequences that come thereafter, you have to be prepared for, which include his wife getting hurt, he getting confused and all messed up, or you getting hurt. Now, there is another option that he leaves his wife and you two are together. There's a possibility for that, but that has to work through so much karma and energy that it's not going to be easy, but it's possible.
So, you know, that's why I wanted to ask about that. I mean, obviously the relationship with you is not established at this point, but if he's unhappy in the marriage, if he's truly unhappy in the marriage, rather than stepping out on the marriage, why isn't he considering separating from the wife so he can explore a relationship with you or be single if that's what he wants to do?
I'm gonna add a real twist in here for you guys, and you're gonna be like, whoa, what? He's actually in an open marriage, and I'm not into that at all. Yeah, I know. And I'm not into that at all. That's not my thing. Like, I would never, ever, ever do that. Like, it's just not how I roll. And, but because it's him and just because we've known each other for so long, she actually knows about me. And, I feel like they have this, I know, right? You guys are like, whoa, like, it's just, they have this whole weird thing and it's just very odd.
Because, I mean, anyone in the relationship can decide to set the rules for the relationship. So, I mean, if there's an open relationship, then it's not the same level of cheating, but still her involvement is going to be, she's going to get hurt.
If they have an open relationship.
Mary's going to get hurt. Well, that's what I mean, if, you know, the relationship goes further and then, you know, he's still with his wife and says, well, this is an open relationship, then you've got this, you know, triangle thing going on.
I mean,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't have any contact with her and she's tried to reach out to me like months back. And I just ignored it. And I told him right up front, I'm like, I really don't want to be involved in that. That's not how, you know, but he keeps trying to see me. And I said, well, cause that's not, I mean, I have to accept her to make it work with him, but I don't. So, but he still keeps coming anyway, like, and talking to me, and every day we talk, and, you know, because we've been close for so long. I mean, I feel like he doesn't want to give up the relationship
Mary,
with me.
Mary, there's no, because we have to kind of cut these radio readings
short,
but there's no surprise about the dynamics here. And because they have an open relationship, well, I guess that makes it a little bit easier to, you know, you don't have to tiptoe and all that stuff. But if you're not into that, you might have a problem ultimately with sharing a man that you might, you know, end up falling in love with more deeply. But if you are into that and you're comfortable with it and she's comfortable with it and he's comfortable with it, well, then I guess that's what the three of you will end up doing, because there is a lot of energy there. You know, if this becomes an issue you want to explore more deeply, you can always call us on call us for a private session. But you know, as it stands, there's energy behind it, intense energy.
It's going to be, I'm sure it'll be a pretty passion-filled meeting.
Yeah, the other thing about that is that the date he's coming out has a lot to do with Mary's month. So it's a pretty big thing. And
the 10.
We can't wrap this up on a radio. It's not that kind of thing. But
right. And it's actually the date is actually the master numbers reduced together. Mm-hmm. So there's a 2.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense situation. But you know, it's not that it can't happen. It probably will. But then you have to kind of figure out, what does this do to the energies of all the parties involved? It may be okay. It may not. We don't know yet. We'd have to explore it.
Well, I'm going to let you guys know how it goes.
No, please do. Please do.
I will. I appreciate your time, really. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is the number to call. Okay, so we're going to take one more caller and then get into our topic. So 530 is next. Hello.
Hi, my name is Amethyst. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Amethyst.
Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mount Shasta, California.
Yeah, I thought that looked like a Sierra's number.
Where is it coming from?
Yeah, I recognize it, actually. That spans a pretty wide area, though.
Where is it?
Mount Shasta. 530, I think it's like Auburn to all kinds of places, which is not exactly close to Mount Shasta. So,
right.
Okay, so Mount Shasta, how's the weather up there?
You know, it's been beautiful. Right now it's a little bit cloudy, but it's still beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, yes, we love the cloudy weather. It's really gray here, so I'm very happy about that. Amethyst, what is your birth date?
My birthday is January 28th,
1977. Okay. And have we spoken with you before? I'm not remembering. 8, 9, 10, 11. I think
no.
I'd remember your name, but.
Actually, no, this is my first time calling in.
Great. Welcome. Okay.
Thank you.
So what's going on? 10, 11.
I was curious to see if you saw anything worth sharing, but I also have questions about psychic abilities that you may see in the near future coming online.
You mean for yourself?
Yes.
8, 9, 10, 11. What am I doing here? 2012, is that right? What am I doing? 2002.
She's a
35-8. Okay, so a couple things, Amethyst. Your master number is 8.
Yeah.
Your master number is 8. And your life goes in cycles of 8 from birth until death. And also from the age of 35, because 35 is not divisible by 8. But we're wondering what happened in 2002. Can you go back to 2002?
2002.
Yeah, when you were 35 years old, what was going on at that time?
That wasn't 2002. That was 40 now. So 35, I believe, was 2012?
2012. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I'm sorry. 2012.
That's okay.
Math error.
That's okay.
So what happened in 2012?
Oh, wow. A lot happened in 2012. I've heard clairaudiently a couple of times.
What? Say that again. We missed that.
I heard clairaudiently a few times.
Was that the first time you'd experienced that?
Yes, in 2012.
Okay.
And I just kind of went through like a transformation. I sold my house. I got divorced. I moved.
Okay. That's major. So that's what we're talking about. And so are you someone who does psychic work yourself?
I have become very intuitive, but I haven't really done psychic work. I'm a healer.
A healer, like by trade or just
by
know,
trade
like
and
hobby?
By birth. Yeah, by trade and by birth.
So this
yes.
is the type of work that you do, healing work?
Yes.
What type of healing do you do? Like,
I'm a Reiki master,
Reiki.
But other healing, other energy comes through too, depending on what's needed.
Do you do massage therapy or anything like that?
I was licensed in massage, yes. I was.
Okay. But you're not trained as a massage therapist, but you do Reiki and you have your own practice. So you
I was licensed where I lived before, but not in California.
Oh, okay. So you are trained as a massage therapist, but you're not practicing because you don't have a license in California. So you're looking to expand your psychic abilities, essentially?
Right. And I was curious what you saw.
15, 6, or her higher 1977 is a 6. So, I mean, it's in your energy and you've got sevens in your year, which is, you know, seventh chakra, spiritual energy. Sixth is the third eye. I think there's potential for her to expand. What about you, honey?
Well, yes. What's going on here is that in 2012, you had a major transition that led from your karmic energy to more of your transcendent energy. My read is that the marriage might have been confining you in terms of the totality of your expression. That marriage, incidentally, I felt when you were talking before you mentioned anything about your marriage or a divorce, that you had been divorced. Mm-hmm. I was picking that up myself and I when I was picking that up, it felt like this individual was a karmic, karmic for you, but that there was a sense of confinement, and that sense of confinement led to that you weren't going to be able to find the true essence of who you really are. It doesn't make him a villain. It just means that the karma had a confining agenda to it. And so you weren't really able to find who you really, really are in the depth of your soul until that divorce occurred. Also, there was a somewhat of an inner child in your energy. It could, there could have been a literal child somewhere in the midst of your experience. Do you have a child?
Yes. She's 19.
Yeah.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the element of that is that child is a reconnect, is a connection to you too. This came from a tribal essence between you and your child, where the original relationship was in an Indian energy, I mean American Indian energy, along the banks of a river.
Well, that's kind of repeated in her Mount Shasta location. She's kind of reliving
it. There's a lake up there. But it wasn't there.
But there's kind of a similarity in the spirit. There's a spiritual community there
community.
Mount Shasta.
So back then, you were involved in having implements like beads and rubies and elements of the earth, wood, twigs, that you worked with. You were very much an earth woman. I do feel you were a woman then too. In this area, the man that you ended up marrying came from that zone. But there was a great confusion of energies back then, whereby the females were not registered as shamans. They could have medicine women that were valued by the tribe, but the shaman element and the true nature of the energies of where you're going is you're actually connecting in a feminine way to your male power. Now, that doesn't mean that you're less a female. It just means that you're more a person. Just as I would say to a man, you need to connect to your female energy to have the totality of an experience of existence. This is what you're getting into, and I think that this is going to go into a great depth of energy to you. So the veneer of my prediction would be that you are going to be entering a phase. You're 40 now, so you've gone through five cycles of your master number, which is the area of expression, which means that you're going to be concentrating most diligently in the throat area of your chakra. Now, that throat area of your chakra is connected to your hands, to your fingertips, where you're going to be doing a lot of your healing. But the connection between the fifth chakra and basically the lower chakra energy, so let's say one and two, comes to a seven. You have a coupling of two sevens in your year, which indicates a spiritual journey revisited. So you're revisiting a spiritual journey. It's going to be most intense between 40 and 48.
The coupling because of the past seven and this current seven. But it's on her transcendent side, so that's meaning a transcendent spiritual journey in terms of this reading.
Yes.
For her.
And the 14
doesn't
comes,
always mean the same thing.
No, it doesn't. But the 14...
You said in terms of gifts?
Well, say that again, Amethyst.
Did you say a journey in terms of gifts?
A journey in terms of
development.
Development.
Oh, okay.
Kristen's right. Okay. Development. Now, gifts is a strange word. Gifts is something that's given to you. Development is something you have.
Right.
It's not literally a gift. You are developing the energy of your from a karmic state of doing medicine in a tribal sense to elevating it to more of a higher energy body work. The 14 in the year, 7 and 7 is 14, which is 5.
Which is the fifth chakra, which you mentioned.
The fifth chakra and the number of your master number in the cycles, 5 times 4 is 40. The 4 is your, that right now you're trying to get into a sense of balance, Amethyst, that involves the fourth chakra, which is the balance chakra, the heart chakra. So you're going to have to distribute the heartbeat of your energy to all your chakras, three below the fourth and three above. And this is going to take a tremendous, intense amount of energy and concentration on you. But once that happens, and it should happen maybe by October, you're going to go through another great change in your energy field. Your molecular structure, your psyche, it's all going to make a fantastic change.
Right. And I was going to say, I don't know if we're going to be able to get to our topic today because we have so many callers, okay. But we're going to be getting to our topic at some point this week. So either it's going to be today or Friday, but we're going to be talking about psychic information, how it comes to you, and also, you know, just the various sources and how you develop your psychic ability. You know, a lot of people think it's a gift. It just comes to you. Well, you know, you can be extremely, extremely gifted in being a psychic, but it has to be developed. You've got to work very hard at it, just like any other craft that you would, you know, try to be an expert in. So a lot of people, there's a lot of misinformation is what I'm trying to say about developing these skills in this field. So it's not just simply about having a gift. It's about, you know, the time you put into it. So I think that pertains specifically to this reading here. Because I'm sure she has natural gifts as a psychic, or she wouldn't be calling the show. I mean, I'm sure they're unhoned abilities she has.
Well, she has gifts.
Right.
But this isn't going to be something that comes from above that's just going to be handed down to you.
Exactly.
The gifts you have are within you.
Right. And I mean, I started to hear more clearly since moving to Mount Shasta a year ago. So that's good, but that's more of like the telepathic hearing from guides versus the clear audience that I've heard before. That sounds like you and I talking.
Right. And the interpretation of the information that you're receiving is a whole different level. I mean, you know, you can get psychic information, but knowing what it means is an entirely different chapter of development. Mm. It takes years and years and years. You know, there's so many people on the radio professing to be psychics, and it's like they're, I mean, misguided. They may be well-intended, but they're misguided, and the information that they're giving to people is, like, not accurate, et cetera, et cetera. So,
no, not all of them. But there are people out there. I don't know. It sounds a little strange, the things they say, but maybe they think we're strange. But anyways, I hope that answered some of your questions.
Right. Well, yes. You've actually given a little bit information to a few things, especially, you know, changing and shifting more towards October. So, yes, it did. Thank you so much for your feedback and information.
Well, we really appreciate you connecting with us, Amethyst. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're invited back to the show. And if you'd like to do a personal reading, 562-596-7818, and just stay connected with us. I think she's on our Facebook. So we're glad you called.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay, take good care. All right. Okay. Excuse me. We've got a list of callers.
We'll keep going.
806. Hi there.
Hi, guys. This is Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry. We spoke with you last week about the canyon or the beach, right?
Yes. And
okay.
I'm...
You're 1565. I'm sorry. Say that again.
You're what about 65?
Well, 1565 is your birth date, right? Is that correct?
No, I'm 4/11/73.
Okay,
4/11/73.
Sorry, my
no,
just
it's all good.
Back to my notes. That wasn't memory. That was me turning the page backwards, and apparently I didn't.
Oh,
write
that's
it.
Okay. That's
sorry
okay.
about that. Okay, 4/11. What is it?
73.
Okay, so. Okay, 26/8. Okay, what's going on?
I'm still in flux about, and not necessarily on that particular deal there, but just kind of not being able to see forward on next steps as far as this transition. It's just the murkiest thing I've ever done, ever. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm just still, I don't know if it's just the planet alignment or what, but it's foggy for me.
No, it's not
what I do next.
Are you talking about your move to Malibu?
Yes. And just life in general, I'm just like, at this place where I'm closing all these new doors, all these old doors for new, and it's like I've just never been here before, ever, in this kind of energy.
Well, you know, closing old doors for new doors, the natural tendency is there should be, I mean, it should be somewhat confusing and bemuddling because you're letting go of a lot that you have been old friends to you, whether friend or foe, they've been connected to you.
Right.
And whenever we go through these major changes, it's not because of the planet, it's because of your personal life, Gary.
Okay.
Don't blame, don't look at anything else except the inward energy within yourself and the journey that you're on. This is what's unique and special about you. So you are changing things, and in changing some of those things, our brains are so geared by habit to stay connected to what's familiar that we don't quite know how to venture out into the world, so to speak, that we're not overly familiar with and still feel grounded. You're just not feeling grounded because you're out in the transition of change, but you
right.
are grounded. You're grounded as long as you are inside, you know who you are. The difficulty here would be that you forget who you are. You know who you are. You know what you want. You want to be able to expand into and change your location and have a fulfilling, thrilling life and experience everything you can in a new location. There's nothing phenomenally wrong with that or difficult or complex. The only thing is that in this change, you're trying to say to yourself, how do I define myself in this change? You don't need to define yourself. You are who you are, experiencing something new. And that's what's exciting about this. So if I were you, I'd be looking at every color in front of my face. I'd be looking at every color imaginable. Look at all the colors, circles of different colors. Look at them, breathe them in, close your eyes, take them into your energy. Those colors are related to your chakras. You know your chakra colors.
I do.
Does she know her chakra colors? She does this kind of work.
Well,
right, Sherry?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I am. And I'm similar to the other lady from Shasta that I'm probably a little more advanced than she is, but I'm still developing.
Okay.
You're
on
very
on a
right about
learning,
that. Yeah.
In a learning process.
So look at the,
in that field.
Start looking,
yeah.
here at the colors of chakras, and then once you look at them, close your eyes, breathe the color in, visualize it, and then locate it to that specific chakra until you feel it spinning. You need to get your chakras spinning in order, because what's happening is that in the confusion of your inability to really know what's going to happen, your chakra systems are not spinning properly. So you've got to start taking your mind and telling your chakra systems, hey, you guys, you're spinning all beautifully. You're going in clockwise motion and you're spinning beautifully and the colors are bright and you're going to start to feel more grounded with each chakra, the ground chakra, the sexual chakra, the stomach, and so on.
So they're going to become more
right.
aligned. But that's the beginning of getting the chakras to spin correctly, because that's the
yes.
start.
And that's the beginning
of
ending this confusion. The confusion is nonsense.
Not
you're
coming
not confused.
From, it's not coming from the planet.
Quit telling yourself
okay.
you're confused and ungrounded, because you're the boss, Sherry. You're the boss. And if you tell your body that you're confused and ungrounded, then your body's going to obey you and make you feel that way.
Right, right. And I just wanted, you know, one of the things I was even thinking about during all this change was even going tiny house. I mean, I'm changing everything. So I'm like, is that just me being like running from where I'm at, or is this really where I am in my life?
What did you say about the house? We missed that little piece.
Like a tiny house, like minimalist. I'm just really not wanting to be in this old paradigm anymore. Like desperately, like trying to chop everything.
Like on a financial level. On a financial level, Sherry, I mean, do you have adequate finances to make this move, or is that something you're concerned about too?
It's a little bit, because it's a different structure. You know, when you go to California, it's a whole different financial
right,
structure.
Right, it's expensive to live. I mean, but, you know, if you're looking at something with a smaller house and buying, you own?
Yeah,
where you,
yeah.
So you would be renting
I'm
it
just
first
like everybody else
it.
Are going super tiny, you know. It's like
right.
I said,
well,
it's, yeah.
You're a single, right?
I am.
Well, if the space is accommodating to you and you're renting, you don't need a big expansive space right now.
Right,
you're
but
just,
I don't know if you can rent. I mean, a lot of the tiny spaces are things you buy, but they're so,
under
$100,000 a lot of the time.
Sherry,
right?
You're too worried about the physicality here. It doesn't matter. If you have it, you're getting too caught up in a lot of confusion, fear, trepidation, uncertainty. I don't think that's healthy for you. I think what you've got to do is take some leap. You don't have to be careless, but you have to take some, and you can be logical. You're a real estate person, so you have to be somewhat logical, but you have to move a little bit on faith and eliminate more uncertainty. The fear is getting in the way. Somehow you're coming at a point in your life where you're just getting a little fearful about certain things. I mean, we all have
probably
deep fears about mortality. You don't have to worry about your death right now, but that does linger in us. Whenever we make a change, it makes us a little scared. But what you've got to do is embrace this journey. You're going to a new location. It should be thrilling. We talked to you about being able to see the ocean from the land, so it's a little bit more inland than right on the coast. And go with it. Quit debating the issues. Well, maybe the planets aren't lined up. I'm still foggy. You can eliminate that by the sheer brilliance of your assertive nature. And that's
right.
What I got to get you back into an energy of both of us. Chris and I have to get you back into an energy of pure assertion that, you know, will eliminate some of this confusion.
How about this? How about I set up a reading with you guys separate so we can, like, do that? Because I think I'm very close to just doing this, but it's just a little bit of, like you said, trepidation.
Well, why don't you do this? Sherry, after the show, do you have the number to call?
No, if you could give that to me, that would be awesome.
Sure. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I'm ready.
562-596-7818 is the number.
Okay.
And give us a call after the show, and we can talk about all those details.
Awesome. You guys are amazing, and you're absolutely right. It is messing with my chakras, and that's probably what I'm feeling is not
definitely
the safety. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, we'll talk to you a little bit later then, Sherry. Thanks.
All right, guys.
Hopefully this has helped. You're welcome.
Okay.
Okay. 509 is our next call. Hello.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is Erica.
Oh, hey, Erica.
From Washington, yes.
Yes. From Washington. And Erica, what is your birth date again? I know you're 29/11 too, but I don't remember your birth date specifically. December?
December, yes, 4/1993.
Yes. Okay, I did remember some of it.
What is it?
12/4/1993.
Yes.
18 and 12. Yeah, it's 29/11/2. Okay. So what's going on, Erica?
I graduate like in a few weeks, and I'm pretty much starting like my career, and I was wondering what you guys seen in terms of that. It's really scary to transition, and yeah.
And you're so far away still from your 29. My goodness.
Right.
2022,
oh,
you
right.
Become 29. So you're how old now?
23.
Yeah. And what exactly are you going to be doing?
Well, I just want to work for a year. I found this position. I still need to apply to it. I'll do it later today. But you pretty much mentor high school kids. And it's called a summer program assistant. You go to different universities for like a week. And yeah, it's for low-income students. You kind of guide them and like mentor and inspire and counsel and let them know what college is going to be like and stuff like that. I like that position.
Okay.
But
is that a permanent position,
I mean,
or is that a temporary position?
That's a summer thing. And then
summer,
I'm also looking at law firms.
Law firms?
I said I'm also looking at law firms, but
okay.
Yeah.
And like, what would you do there in the law firms? You're not like a paralegal, right? That's not what you went to school for.
No,
you work in
but
justice.
Yeah, no, but it's funny because they hire, they pretty much hire anyone with a high school diploma and make them a paralegal, which is pretty much an attorney. Yeah, it's weird, but I'm looking for like assist like receptionist jobs, but I feel like I should probably go for paralegal if they can hire me as one because it really don't require any experience or anything. They just kind of teach you on the job, which is really shocking because it's, you know, very heartbreaking for people that do go to school for that and realize like, oh, a high school diploma is good enough, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, because paralegal, I mean, takes a while to be a paralegal when you go through the normal process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, if you get mentored by an attorney for 5 years, at least here in Washington State, you automatically become an attorney if they take you under their wing. So that's a really smart avenue instead of paying law school.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, Erica, regarding your question, are you wondering about the job, how it's going to, how this job with the mentoring is going to turn out, or how the paralegal, are you just looking for guidance on what you should really be applying for?
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing's really set. Like, I don't have any interviews or anything, but I just wanted kind of like some guidance as to what you see coming and what's in my best interest kind of thing. Because I kind of do get bored very easily.
Okay, so listen closely, Erica, so we can get this to you. You are 23 years old. Now, you had a karma at 11, and that energy of karma, 11 times 2 is 22, plus 1 is 23. So you've actually gone 11 years past the karma of 11. So 11 would be 21, and that would end up with your master number being 2, takes you to 23. So you're actually on a journey right now, even though you have a karma at 29. In the midst of this journey of yours, you are at a strategic place of change, being that you are 23 years old, and you've gone approximately 11 years past the age of 11. So in terms of 11 plus 11 is 22 and 1 is 23. So what you have to do now is your journey is taking a journey of guidance. And that's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be like a guidance counselor. So you're going to be helping these kids. And you're going to be, while you're doing that, you're going to be developing your own sense of skill of being a guidance for yourself. And then, of course, with the law firm, you don't want to be a receptionist. No, no, no. You want to go into paralegal because that's more guidance.
But that doesn't – I just want to make sure that you're not going to be – not that being a paralegal is being stuck, but you wanted to be a judge, as I'm remembering, right?
Yeah, but I think it's just experience, too. I feel like I wouldn't have thought about waiting for a paralegal.
You're not going to stay in that field or stay in that job. Yeah. You're doing it to learn, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So your journey is very.
At least for a year.
Your journey is very step by step, Erica. It's not difficult. Guidance counselor for these kids, these low income kids, helping them, being a mentor, help getting them prepared for college, leading them on an ethical, moral, legal way of looking at life, and getting them prepared, giving them some emotional stability, moving into the law firm, getting exposed to paralegal work, and helping to guide people and move them forward as you ultimately make the climb to being a judge. So your journey is very clear. What you should be doing is investing every minute of your waking hours in developing skills as a mentor, studying the legal system, looking at how you guide people. Judges also are very great guides. Sometimes a judge will kind of step off the bench, so to speak, and give advice to the people that are facing them. And judges hold a lot of power in guiding, not just judging, but guiding.
So this is valuable experience for what she wants to achieve in the future. And I mean, it's so admirable. I mean, I really have to say, you going into mentoring children is a high calling. So
that's right.
So, I mean, we deeply respect that. So good for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Did you want to say something?
Oh, me? Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I just want to see myself employed so I can pay bills. But I also, I get very bored easily, I feel like, in jobs. So I need to, like, really hold my interest.
No, wait a minute. Erica, you're compelling me. Number one, just don't talk. I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. You don't get easily bored. If you get easily bored, that means you're not focused. So quit saying that.
Yeah.
Reduce that statement and say, I'm a focused person. And whenever I'm on a topic, I analyze it with great depth. Don't say you're easily bored.
Yeah, because you're going to just perpetuate that. You want to feed the positive side of what you're doing rather than saying, oh God, I might not like this in 2 months, you know?
Yeah, okay. The easily bored, that's okay about an active mind, but it's not okay about being focused and grounded.
Right, and there, you know, in mm-hmm. terms of her job, what she can, I mean, you're saying, well, I get easily bored, which we want to erase, but, you know, if you are fully engaged in what you're doing, you're going to find new opportunities mm-hmm. and ways to make it exciting for you on a day-by-day basis, especially in the field of, you know, dealing with children. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do to impress upon children you're mentoring, higher ideals. It's interesting. I think it can be interesting on a day-by-day basis. Yeah. Paralegal, too.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't have to sit there debating about what your employment's going to be. You visualize the employment. You're going to be working with these kids, right?
Hopefully.
No. Not hopefully. You're going to be working with these kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. See, you got to get your – you need to – you know, you can't – ultimately, if you want to be a
judge –
ultimately, if you want to be a judge, you can't sit there on the judge's bench and go, well, you know, I don't know what I want to do. Let me, anybody have any ideas? You know, you can't do that. You've got to be focused.
Okay.
And you got to get stronger, and you'll do it. And you have a great energy right now in order to do it. You're 23. This is a good start.
Okay, Erica. Hopefully that helps. And keep us posted, okay?
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Okay. And we have a caller from 856. This is who called before we were on the show. 856.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
Good. L-A-U-R-A?
L-O-R-A.
Oh, L-O-R-A. Sorry. Wait, Laura, have we talked to you before? Yes.
Probably about a year ago.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
October 1st,
1963. Okay. 12 and 9. She's a 21 plus 3. Mm-hmm. 21 equals 3. Okay. What's going on, Laura?
I would like to know what you see for me coming up with around my career and stability in the career.
Okay. And you're going to be, you're 53 right now, correct?
Right.
Is that right? 53, going to be 54?
Right.
42. Okay. Career. Did we talk to her about her master number before? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Do you want to say anything about her?
Well, you're going to have a career. What you're leading up to is in October, you're going to be made. You all have already made some changes in October.
She's going to be 44 or 54, right?
She'll be 54, and that will be a multiple of three. By 16 cycles. The position you're going to have, there's a couple of things
18.
I see, Laura.
18.
Oh, 18, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's a couple of things that I see in terms of this. One, there's going to be an increase in income. So what I mean by that is, yeah, that's good.
We always like increases in income.
Yeah, there's going to be an increase in income. And there's going to be some, I don't know if I want to say it's consulting, or giving information out, but you're in a very vocal position. And what I see you doing in that vocal position is you seem to be talking to people, and you're evaluating and giving out information, but you're also filling out forms. Now, what kind of work are you accustomed to doing?
Well, I am a consultant now, so I do consulting work a lot. But I was hoping for something more permanent and steady, because I go from one contract to another.
Well, it is going to be. You're going to have an increase in income.
Oh.
So we don't have to worry about that. And I don't know. I didn't know what kind of work you did.
What type of consulting?
Change management, training and development. Sometimes I manage training implementations.
Well, you're saying it with kind of Liz a fair attitude, but my position, maybe you're tired of it, or it's not. But you see, this is what your background's been. And what we're suggesting here is that the idea of you having stability in your job and a higher income based on the historical background and expertise you have in this area is going to be a benefit to you. It's coming up. So it's going to be a refreshing of your idea. What you got to do is it's like, you have an old pottery and you don't like it, and then you polish it and it looks brand new, and you go, oh my God, I had no idea. It looks so beautiful. I'll put it on my table here. That's what's going to happen. You're taking off the old and putting on the new in the same body. And I think it's going to be a good experience for you. I think some good things are going to be coming up.
Well, Neil, do you know when I'm going to hear about the job? Will it be August or September? Because you said it starts in October.
Yeah, that's a window. I don't know if there's a specific month that can be.
Well, I would say August.
Okay.
There's a birthday. Whose birthday is in July in the family?
Let me think about that. I don't know whose birthday is in July in the family. It's not my dad's or my brother's.
I wonder if there's seven.
Anniversaries, anything important about July?
Oh, anniversary. Yes, anniversary is my parents.
Your parents' anniversary.
Okay. So that's all I need.
Right.
That's all we need here. The idea of anniversary validation July is telling us that you're probably going to be experiencing a job in August. And look for either a C or an A in the lettering of the, it's like a Scrabble game. What do you call that game, Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. You look for a C or an A that's going to be in the name of the company you work for.
Oh, okay, great.
Watch Wheel of Fortune.
Watch
Wheel of Fortune and develop your skills in terms of how you...
How you identify letters. Well, it's not exactly how that game works. You're solving puzzles with missing letters, but in any case. maybe one of the puzzles will have the name of the company you're going to work at on the show.
Brace yourself, Laura. You're going to be working for Campbell's Soup. You're going to be working for Campbell's Soup Company. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Laura. Well, keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Day.
Thank you. All right. One more caller, and then we're done. We never got to our topic, so we're going to definitely start with that on Friday. 201, hi. Hello?
No one?
No one's there. Okay.
They don't hear us?
No, but we have one more caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, what's going on?
I wanted to ask if you guys see me like in any ties to like Winslow, Arizona.
So is this a property buying situation?
Well, yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, so I'm laughing because I think, what was it, two shows ago?
We were talking about waiting, right? But
right,
just anytime,
exactly.
Like in the future.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean,
but I
sometimes...
mean, the thing is, you have to look because you don't just jump into anything. You watch for a while, and then, you know, you see if it's just something where you go in that direction.
Right, but that probably wouldn't involve waiting. I mean, you know, obviously, I know, I understand that properties may come up and, you know, you're tempted to buy, but if waiting is the advice, I would say waiting would be the advice. She's looking at a property in Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow.
The reason I say that, some stuff sits for a year. Some stuff, you know, is, you know, it's different. And I've done good on things that have sat.
We're at the tail end of the show, but here's what we come up with, Cheryl. On a slight percentage scale, it's an affirmative.
Okay.
Winslow's an affirmative. You have a little bit of history there, and there's a past life there where you knew a marshal, a sheriff.
A Martian?
A Martian. Yeah, you knew Ray Ralston.
Probably that, too.
Yeah, you might. I mean, isn't there a lot of paranormal activity in
that
area?
Yeah, there probably is. But you knew a sheriff there, or a marshal, and that's past life. So you have some past life connection there. In that regard, I think it had some, you know, there was marshal, sheriff, guns, holsters, and all that, law enforcement. But you had a journey there in a past life that's going to come back. That's why you're interested in this property. While you're looking at it and investigating it, see if anything comes into the picture that has to do with law enforcement, a sheriff that lives nearby, anything around that area that has anything to do with a sheriff or a marshal.
But I would be cautious in the approach to any involvement, because if the message was to wait, go slow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's been sitting and it's just going and going. And I mean, it's leased out to somebody, but it's very near the airport. Just kind of intrigues me. I'm just going to go up there and probably look. But a lot of the things I've done well in is the things that other people don't see or that don't bother with. And I've done well. So I think outside the box, and I just felt, you know, I want to see what you thought about it, what you were saying.
Okay, well,
check it out if you want.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. 201 is back suddenly.
You want
to? Yeah, we'll take them real fast, and then we got to close.
Hi, Kristen. You didn't have to call me. I just heard when you called my number earlier.
Yeah. Well, it's the tail end of the show, and we didn't hear you.
It's cool. I came back into my job anyway. But could you just give me my three numbers?
What?
Give me the three numbers. You know how
your karmic number and your master number?
Yeah.
I think you're 27-9. It's Jackie. Jackie. I think you're 27-9. Are you 15? Am I remembering right?
Yeah, she's 15.
Yeah, 5. You called me earlier.
Yeah. 1565. 27-9, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so your karmic number, Jackie, is 27, which is you know, there would have been change around 27, then 9 is your master number. So your life goes in increments of 9 from birth to death. And you're how old? 65. What? How old are you, Jackie?
52.
52. And then 27. And so, there's going to be another change at 54, but so that's how it works. Is there a specific question about that?
No, not right now, because I wouldn't be able to understand anyway.
Okay,
I
well, call
on
back.
Friday, because I'm around people.
Yeah, call on Friday.
Deliberately make noise.
Okay, all we'll right. Talk to you then.
I'll call on Friday. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. All right, we are done for the day. So thanks, listeners and callers, and we'll speak with you on Friday. And we're going to have to start with our topic. We never got to it. Bye, everybody.